Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Why are you smiling at me?
Yeah.
So,
you got an edible in that coffee?
No.
Too goddamn.
No,
happy.
If I had an edible, I'd be like,
I don't ever want to see her on edibles.
No.
Who?
Her?
No.
Viola Watson. Mm-mm.
Why?
Because it's some people who don't need drugs.
But she probably will have, like, she said, an adverse effect. Yeah.
Really?
She'll have an adverse effect.
It's a downer for me.
I don't even want to know what edibles would do for me.
Me either. But I do.
I had it once. It made me nauseous.
Really?
I don't like them.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, why everybody be like on this?
But they have different types and different strengths, I guess. I don't know.
See, I'm just not a druggie. I ain't never did no weed. I ain't never did no coke.
My niece has experienced a lot of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, not a lot of stuff. Let me back up.
Yeah,
She has experienced mushrooms.
Okay. Mm.
And she was out in California when she did it. And she said it was so crazy. She's like, she felt like the clouds were floating. She felt like the words were lifting off the book.
No, ma'am.
She's like, she was in the
sound like
room.
Some good
yeah,
to
she
me.
Said she, it was
I remember
good
only
time,
high,
but she yeah, said it felt good.
Yeah. I had some
want.
Penis like that.
So drunk.
Yes, sir. It was attached to a fella name.
But you know,
Frank.
My niece is the type.
Right. Yes, sir.
I remember
the
my
clouds
first time.
Was floating.
Shout out to
I
Frank.
Floated right off the goddamn bed.
Shout out to Frank.
Lord Jesus.
I was like the Exorcist. I thought I was midair from that penis.
I remember when I found my niece, first time I found out she was smoking weed.
All right, Ric Flair.
Woo!
I was cleaning out her car, and she had a brush, a hairbrush, but you can screw it. Mm-hmm. I guess you have different pieces that you can screw the top. Mm-hmm. Like you can change. It's an interchangeable brush.
Mm-hmm.
But inside the brush was a hole,
mm-hmm.
The handle part. And that's where she used to stuff her weed.
That sounds like a sex.
No, you know how you have like a paddle brush.
Yeah, I know, but seems
connection.
Like you can make a sex tool out of that, too.
You'll unscrew it and put it on like a new head
tool,
to
sex
it.
Toy.
But inside the screw, you
I
can
think
just
I
want to
make me a sex
it.
Toy with a, you know.
I don't like sex toys.
Huh?
I thought you was doing that.
Well, my sex toy is a, I ain't gonna tell you.
I don't like dildos.
But
let me say that.
Yeah. So my
I can't do
so
that.
So my sex toy is, so everybody knows that outside of being a nurse, I'm also a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So I invented a sex toy.
Coming soon.
Let me stop. Mm-hmm. I invented a sex toy that is a vibrator of such, but you know the vibrator normally is small,
mm-hmm.
and it goes on a you know, it could be through a cable like a cord, or it could be handheld, but normally you would put a vibrator on, you know, your, can I say clit?
Just call it the proper name.
It's a clitoris. That's the name, the proper name, right?
I mean, I don't know what shit the broadcast system might be like, did
well,
she just
this is
say
18 and over.
Okay. Just, yeah, don't let the churn listen to this show. But, you know, normally a vibrator is smaller. So mm-hmm. this is a bigger, a actual bigger vibrating mm-hmm. Mechanism. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it can be used internally.
Is it good for the anus, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because some people like anal stimulation.
Okay.
Not saying, not the penetration part.
Not the penetration part.
Oh, but just put it on. Why?
Because even for women, that is a G-spot for women.
Yeah, it's a G-spot for women. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not. It depends on how your body is
what
made.
What they call the men's one? The man in the boat right up underneath.
Yeah,
the, what they call
it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I just can't
so,
think right now.
I'm talking about the man in the boat. That's for us. But like right under the, what you call this? Y'all know the name. But anyway, it's so many ways.
Is it the?
You can, yes, they stimulate their prostate that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So there's so many ways that you can enjoy sex. And, you know, I'm the Scorpio. Did I talk about my damn birthday? Hold on, we're going to come back to that. But I'll keep y'all posted on my sex toy. We still working on it in China. But you know me, I'm going to be doing all kind of things. Because I feel like I've even invented some gloves for massage therapists to use. Yes. That have like a stimulating, sensory stimulating effect. So they're protection for the massage therapist, as well as they add added sensory stimulation with the massage.
Because, you know, massage therapists uses their hands a lot. So that does sound very
good.
So it
helps them. Mm. Right. So, yeah, I got all kind of things cooking in the fireplace.
That's a nice and I like that.
Let her cook.
Let it cook.
Girl, that whole album is
so
okay.
That damn Glorilla.
Yes.
But it's Scorpio season. And I've been Scorpioing all month of October. And it got real this week. I was so tired this week. I was like, God damn, how people get off work and be partying all night and gotta get up the next day. And y'all Scorpio know I get up at 4 o'clock. Glodine, you know, Glodine done turned 48.
You just
and yeah, it's and I ain't got no. See, I'd feel bad if I had kids and shit at the house, because I'd be like, y'all better go make y'all a bowl of cereal or something. Because
I mean, they do that now, and they just go to work.
Yeah, the
regularly.
Kids now they fend for themselves. Them motherfuckers eat noodles and clean up the house for their mama. They mama don't do nothing. Because
well,
the mama be
that.
Out getting lit. But our mamas didn't party like that. We had to clean up the house because that was a chore.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about y'all parents, but my family, they had a lot of house parties growing up. I came from a family that had a lot of house parties. A lot of house parties.
See, I don't want nobody coming to my house partying and tearing my shit up.
Yeah.
They don't respect your shit when you, you know, have a lot of house parties. Then you got to clean up. Nobody stays. The clean up after the damn party.
No, because that's why we were there.
No, fuck. Nah.
We were there to do the clean
up. With y'all, the butlers?
Yeah, because we had to serve plates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They was the wait staff. Mm-hmm. The kids.
Yeah.
You had to serve the plates?
Yeah.
Who was the bartender?
Grandma was a bartender.
Grandma was the bartender.
Grandma had that on lock. We couldn't go near the alcohol.
Well, Grandma also had the liquor house, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that's
customarily that would.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everything was a charge. A cup was a charge. Cup with ice was a charge.
Cup with ice and chaser was a charge.
Everything was a charge.
And then, because sometimes you BYOB.
We learned how to count real early.
Yeah, so sometimes it was a BYOB. And somebody should have been in there selling Lucy's.
Chasers were 50 cents, I know that.
Yeah.
And the cups were 5 cents, and the cup with ice was 10 cents.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody was selling the cigarettes in there.
Now, I don't know. I don't remember the cigarettes.
You know, people used to smoke hard back then.
I know some Lucy's was going on.
Yeah.
Because Grandma used to buy a cart. I mean, boy, she would buy.
And sold out.
We used to get out of school every Friday an hour early. And we all got in trouble. She got in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. Because that's seat time. Yeah. Absenteeism.
And so she started doing it 15 minutes
before. She had to get her wait staff together for the night.
Yeah, but you got to go to school.
Yep. It was okay at
that
first.
That hour won't gonna hurt nothing.
Nope.
Got that all she got. Children ain't learned nothing all day. That hour wasn't gonna hurt shit.
You know, that's why I wanted to be an accountant when I grew up, because I just knew I can count money. I just see it and can tell you how much it was just from being balled up.
You see how y'all old people done F these kids head up? Because, you know, my family, they didn't necessarily have house parties, but we had a small little gathering spot, and in that little gathering spot, we was the crew. We knew how to, like, somebody might have made a big old pot of spaghetti, mm-hmm. and the garlic bread or the cheese bread or whatever it was, and we knew how to make plates and sell the plates out the little store window part, and, you know, make sandwiches, and like we knew how to like put little stuff together in a little potato chip bag and a soda, mm-hmm. and sell that for $3. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you know, everybody had a good time. You just had some food on your stomach. You put some liquor in there, right?
Right.
And you know, it might have been a, what you call them, little, not a keg thing, but like a container with a bunch of ice in it and beers. And you know, you had your
right.
Bud Lights and mm-hmm. your Millers and this, that, and the other. And you go and you get it. And so I get it, the wait mm-hmm. staff, because we did that.
Yeah.
And anything they ran you to go do, go get some more ice.
You know,
go get this, yep. go get that. And you was the runner and you was happy to help.
And the bookkeeper, because, you know, some people got stuff on IOU. And then when the check hit on the first of the month, grandma right. would roll around to everybody's
house.
Give
me my money.
No.
Yeah, but you know what? She never had a problem out of anybody.
Right.
That's good.
Never.
That's good.
Oh, gosh.
Give me my money.
My grandma is the Madea.
If you ain't had no money to party, you stay your ass home, yeah. sir. We ain't doing no I.O. It's C.O.D.
Well, no,
it's C.O.D.
They'll still let you come
yeah.
in and get something.
Your
to
money
eat, but
was
you
good.
Know, that's right.
But
they know
yeah.
that they owe.
If yeah. you were smart, they'll look, I like that. You know you owe.
Yeah. You know you owe.
You know you owe. But it's good because if you was a woman back in them times, why you even got to have some money? If you a good looking lady, you ought to be able to walk up in the spot and the men be able to, you know, pay
now,
for your stuff.
Now
for you.
That I don't remember any women. I'm sure there were women, mm-hmm. but most of the IOUs were men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most of the trying to impress the women.
Yeah.
Child, if he couldn't pay for his drinks for the night, how he was going to pay for some?
Yeah.
That's how he paid. Yep. By feeding her.
I just
feeding
I remember
her and
that.
Giving her drinks.
On the IOU.
I had yeah. a good childhood. I really,
mm-hmm.
I really did.
Well,
I really did.
You said
not.
That's how you got your background in accounting.
I knew in first, second grade I wanted to be an accountant. Second or third grade.
Boom. Yep. There you go.
I knew it. And I didn't do it, but I knew it.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into our
anonymous letter we received.
Yes.
From the also very necessary
y'all ain't got
letter.
Y'all got
them.
The letter out.
Yeah, yeah. we do. I want to give a shout out to our girl for giving us this also very necessary letter yes. for us to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
First,
we're going to paraphrase it.
Yeah, we're going to yes. paraphrase because it's long.
Yeah, and we ain't got but about 40 minutes because we got to talk about the letter and then we got to dissect the letter and give our personal, you know, views and on why it could have been taken that way and, you know, how we would have handled it individually. But ultimately, it's her choice. So she can take, you know, whatever bits and pieces from the conversation and decide to, you know, do her own little with that.
Right.
So go ahead and read us our letter.
So depending on what day, time of day that you are listening to this, get your tea or your coffee ready. Because yes. We about to take you on a little ride.
Yeah.
So anonymous person sent us a letter. Basically, she met this guy in her previous life.
20s.
Mm-hmm. In her 20s. And I think from the letter, she met him. She met him in early 2000s. Then she reacquainted with him in 2013.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I think she reacquainted again just recently
yeah.
within, I say, this year.
So they off and on.
So off and on. So it looks mm-hmm. like it's been 20 plus years that she's known this guy.
Mm-hmm,
or at least had some type of dealings with him.
They have mm-hmm. a history.
They have yes. a history.
And it's been with benefits.
And during that time, in the previous years, you know, it's just always been like, hey, let's hook up. No strings attached. You know why we are here. Mm-hmm. And the relationship seemed to be good because they got reacquainted again.
Friendly.
And yeah.
They never ended dissolved. On bad terms.
Right. So this going around. We're older.
They ain't good, but they still good. Like Usher say,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We're older now, yeah. And so we don't do the things that we used to do.
Priorities mm-hmm. have changed,
right?
Yes, and it's supposed to change,
yes. Right?
So that's growth, right? Mm-hmm. And that's good that a person can identify that. Hey, I'm not my old self. I want more out of life,
right.
And you know what? It seemed like we can probably make something happen out of this. So let's see where this goes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the young lady hooks up with the guy again, but of course it's on a different.
It's a change of pace.
It's a different spectrum, and I really don't think the guy was ready for that change, right. Or he was expecting that from her.
But in his defense, I will say he was being respectful of her point of view, where she said, "Hey, I want to kind of leave sex out of this in the beginning because mm-hmm. I really want to see where this could possibly go."
Right.
So
you talking about her or him?
She was saying to him, because we're paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. She was saying to him, you know, this time around, since this is like the third time around, mm-hmm. let me really get to know you.
Right. Because I really didn't kind of get to know you before.
So now we're going to do things different. We're going to keep mm-hmm. sex off the table, but we're mm-hmm. going to spend time together and get reacquainted the right way.
And she began to be more attracted to him because of that.
Right.
Well, where things went kind of left is they had a date. Mm-hmm. And the date was ruined by the weather.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And because there was an outside date that they were planning, you know what? Since I'm here now, we can't do what we need to do. Let's just, you know, order some food to, you know, bring it in the house. Yeah. And let's just, you know, chill.
Probably do a Netflix and chill type of thing.
Well, that didn't go the way that she thought it was going to go. And, you know, he was looking for something different.
Right.
And I think that one word that threw him off was, yeah, that's a typical. You're typical.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Go back.
So
basically, what happened? I want to go back to a part you missed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because they didn't stick to the initial plan, she decided to go get food.
He didn't want food.
Right. He didn't want food initially, so she was supposed to, I guess, go out and get her own food.
But he told her, I don't want any.
I'm not hungry.
You can get something.
So he goes with her, and then she winds up buying her food.
And him too,
food.
Because she was like, "Wait a minute, you
asked
brought
me to come
here, you invited me here, and you
for
don't
a
wanna,
date, yeah. and now you don't want to pay for the food." So she
was food ever intended?
Well, I believe
or was
so.
Spending
I mean,
money
because they
ever
were gonna,
intended.
They were, and that's what she was thinking too. Because in her letter, she says, "My thoughts started, you know, like okay, was I gonna have to pay for my own way to the other adventure mm-hmm. that we was gonna do? You know, what was this about?" So she says she started thinking, and then she was like, "Well, maybe he doesn't have it right now, so." I'll just pay if he wants something. And of course she tells us that
he wasn't hungry for one.
At first, that's what he said.
For her to buy him a sandwich,
he got hungry when he got a fish sandwich.
A good that right there, I would be like, nigga, you ain't wanted nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, that was being the nice person that she is. She offered.
But when he got there and decided he wanted something to eat, why didn't he pay for it? That's what I want to know.
And that's the question that lingered in her head.
And that was in her mind. Like, well, maybe he doesn't have it right now. So fast forward, he's been very stressful.
Very stressful.
On his job.
And she's asking him, hey, what can I do for you? You know, can I, you know, I can give you a massage. Mm-hmm. I can rub your head. I can cook you something or bring you something to eat. What can I do for you to help your stress to be relieved?
Like a good friend.
And he said he was not hungry.
He's not hungry. But what you can do for me
He wasn't hungry. He didn't need a massage. So then it went back to, so what would you like me to do for you?
Well,
what
you...
And he said, what I want you to do for me won't require me to get to work the next day. So he made an innuendo to, which alluded to sex.
And so she replied, typical.
Typical.
And just dot, dot, dot. Let's say that. Typical, dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm. And he then got in his feelings.
His ego mm-hmm. was hurt. That's how I took it. I took it as.
Because typical.
His ego was hurt because she called him out. Mm-hmm. And he went on defense.
Right. So now he's moving different.
He's moving very different. But she's trying to understand, what did I do or say to make this man feel like, yo, like, why you gotta treat me like a stepchild now? We were all cool. Everything was good. Conversation, text messages back and forth. Hello, good morning, beautiful.
Now
all
of that stopped. Now it's real. Well, at a point, they had gone, like, what, 2 weeks without talking or something like that? Well,
things started declining.
Or it was very diminished.
It started mm-hmm. declining within okay. those 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Then they got to have a come to Jesus. Like, okay, so what happened? And so that's when it comes out a couple weeks later that, well, you made me feel some kind of way when you called me typical.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. basically she's saying, well, you made me feel some kind of way because
you already knew.
Yeah, you already knew where I was with that. So why would you ask me for that?
But, indirectly asking for sex. So he didn't come out and say, I want some pussy.
Right.
He didn't say that. But mm-hmm. it's like you said, the innuendo mm-hmm. of alluding to, yeah, you know what I want. Come
right.
on. This is what we do. See, that was in his mind. You From know, years. This is right. what
yes,
we do.
Years. Yeah.
But I've already told you I want to do something different. Or, so, you know, I don't know if she told him that she wanted to do something.
She did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he knew.
Mm-hmm. She said she wanted to do something and she wanted to do something to make him feel better. So in her mind, she knew she wanted to do like some type of self-care activity,
well, right.
or, you know, a partner care activity. I'll say like a massage, a back rub, a body, a meal prep, a preparation or something of that nature. Do something for him to ease the stress off of him. But she did not. I don't know if she offered those suggestions or if she just kind of alluded to, I would like to do something for you to make you feel better.
Well, I'm thinking, and I cannot remember within the letter, did she tell him that she wanted something different from him, or did her actions just say, I want something different?
No, she
different?
Said in the beginning.
Oh, she did
tell
him.
When they hooked back up for the third time, she wanted to do things different.
Oh, yeah, because they were laying in the bed.
Right.
And she, okay, so I left something else out. So this one particular night, she was at his home, and she just didn't want to have sex. You know, she just wanted to go over and do something different than what they normally do. And he was cool with it. And so she fell asleep in his bed. And, you know how y'all guys are, like to rub up against us and try to make us feel like, do you want to change your mind or not? And she stuck to her guns. And mm-hmm. I guess he respected her decision. So mm-hmm. he did not press the issue.
Right.
And she felt like, dang, like, dude is respecting me. So yeah. she felt comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
and
just that one night. She spent the night several other
right.
times. And he
yeah.
respected her. Mm-hmm. And right. so I respect him for that.
And she felt like maybe we're on the same yeah. page because he's not pressuring me. He's not, you know, making me feel uncomfortable.
But the minute she left that door open for him to ask for something other than, you know, just a casual, we getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. That's when he threw his peanuts out on the porch.
But he said he was being honest.
Yeah. And you got to respect
you got to
respect
honest.
His right. honesty.
Right.
But here's, so this is where I.
Wait 1 minute, Yoshi. Can we go back to where he was saying he was brutally honest? And
yes.
so she understood that he was honest and blunt, but then she felt as if he was not receptive when she was honest and blunt.
Right.
And so, it's delivery, I think. Sometimes the
right.
the word that we say, mm-hmm. the as you say, wordplay mm-hmm. matters. Mm-hmm. And when she called him typical, that's when I think his ego got crushed.
Right.
But rather than for the script to change, why couldn't we have the conversation when initially your ego was bruised and I called you typical? Why not say, well, why would you call me typical? Like, explain to me where you're calling me typical. She wasn't calling him typical. She was saying that his statement regarding the innuendo to sex was typical of a male's response when
that's
asked,
the missing piece.
What is it? So a lot of shit that we got going on, ladies and gentlemen, comes with miscommunication,
communication,
and not having clarity,
effective on, communication,
right? And just the clarity factor in conversations, and that's why that message probably should not have been done in text.
I was going to say that.
Because there was
right.
so many fucking things that went wrong just in the texting back and forth, where if they had had a conversation or a face-to-face, mm-hmm. I think they could have cleared it up right then and there, and we wouldn't have even had, like, the issue.
Right.
Because think about it. If she wanted something different, let's just say there are several other guys mm-hmm. That she may be communicating with mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and they may be all on that same wavelength, but she knew mm-hmm. with him it was different because right. of the respect factor and right. and you know when you can build a clean slate with someone that you have not seen in a long time, it's easier to grab that attention versus the person that you are already dealing with
right
and trying to get them to be on your same level because the tensions are already there.
Right. And so back, another thing that stuck out to me in the letter when he said that he thought that they were closer than, they assumed that they were closer than what they were, and that he thought that she understood him in a way that other people did. And so then you made a remark. She made a remark in regards to, because it made me laugh, because he's same zodiac sign as I am with Cancer, and he shut down. So as soon as he saw the typical, mm-hmm. he just said, okay, I shut down and I cut you off. And he just detached himself because in his assumption, why would you say something like that to me when you know me and I'm not this, you know, I'm not a typical
but guy.
But he assumed, that's the word.
She was calling him typical
right.
when in essence she was saying his response was typical. But right. that's why I said clarity.
So then he shuts down because, and this is just me thinking that maybe something happened, and like you said earlier, maybe it was a trigger. Mm-hmm. For him to hear that word once again, maybe it was said in a past relationship or somebody from his past called him typical. And so he just was like, okay, I'm gonna shut down and I'm just not going to talk, because she should know he's never going to express himself. Right. She should know that hurt my feelings.
And he probably don't feel typical because of the fact that he's been respecting her all this time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why would you call me typical when all I have ever shown you right. was respect?
Okay, right. But hold on. She also made a statement, and I can't remember exactly what was said, but he used the term basic. So she mm-hmm. got offended when he said something about basic, and he then, you know, combated with that, like, well, you call me typical, where she, you know, I had to be like, well, hold on. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Right.
So basically he's like, why give me a basic generic, you know, label like that if you don't really mean it? But she didn't mean it like that.
Right.
She really meant like that's a typical male response. Cause let's be honest, men. Let's be honest. Ego and dick, that is,
they go hand in hand.
They go hand right. in hand with mm-hmm. y'all. Ego and dick.
Mm-hmm.
So you bruise your ego, it's almost like I done stepped on your pee-pee.
Right.
Right.
And you never gonna get over that. That's why men can't get over when their women cheat on them, yet they can go fuck the whole city of Florence. You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
How, sir, can you go and have sex?
Because their
with
ego,
80 million
they're
women
trying to gain their ego
babies,
confidence back. That's
and I'm supposed to deal with that. But the minute I let a nigga sniff my neck, I'm the most low downish, dirty, nasty whore.
They want to make sure their ego was intact. So they got to go over and say, all right, let me make sure I'm good, because if I can get this, and that, then it ain't me.
But that's just like, hold on. She's trying to be
respectful of herself now.
Right.
She's grown.
Right.
I'm not in my 20s and 30s anymore. I want to do things different. I'm really trying to find my Boaz now. So I'm going to carry myself different.
Right.
But it'll be a nigga. It'll be a nigga out here that'll say, oh, well, you done hold your shit out all this time. Now you want to have some morals. Now you want to be...
He's not your person.
Now you want to be grown and have growth and you know, stick to your morals and your virtue and all of this.
Leave him right where you like, found him.
Mm-hmm. Why I can't want to do things different for a different result?
I think people, guys like that, they haven't grown within themselves.
You know what? This is what I feel. I feel like this whole entire conversation should not have been
text message. Right.
Because that's how nonverbal communication mm-hmm. gets misconstrued. Because you could be saying something like, I send a text out to y'all, and if I don't say LOL, but I could be joking, maybe one day Yoshi in her feelings, and she like, well, what the hell is
what
supposed
the hell
to mean?
That shit mean?
And then I'm like, no, it should, you know, no, I'm joking about this. Right. So I just think that if she could have said, hey, I see it's been some, you know, some distance between us. Can we meet for coffee? Can I come over mm-hmm. and we can talk? Because I just don't think, because all conversations cannot be over the phone, and all mm-hmm. especially all conversations cannot be text. So I just feel like if the conversation was face to face and maybe even over mm-hmm. the phone, it would have been a different result.
Right. I wonder how much did this guy like her? Because she was kind of feeling
him. She sounds like she was really into him and, you know, wanted to see if this could be something more than what they've had in the past. But remember what I told y'all about egos and dicks, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I basically said in the car, when she rebutted to what he said, it should have been when he responded to the I got offended with the typical, she should have said, my bad. On my choice of words.
Right.
Maybe I should have elaborated and mm-hmm. said that was a normal, typical response of males, but I thought we had, you know, expressed to each other that we're going to leave that part of our past relationship off the table for now. So I was saying, what could I do in the interim until we get back to that place again,
right,
where I could satisfy you and get you to unwind and relax so you're not as stressed out as, you know, you, I mean, granted, I can't take all the stress away, but I could, you know, help out.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing was just in articulating, I don't want to be the typical woman that wants to get on her back mm-hmm. to make you feel better. I want to be the exception.
Right.
Or the exceptional woman that makes you feel good without having to give you just random sex with everybody else.
I want to show you another level of intimacy.
Yes.
What intimacy really is.
Exactly.
Because it's not all physical.
Right.
And I think for her, she said they had never gone out before previously.
Right.
So this go around, she wanted to do more things.
Yeah, I
want
to date.
I want to date you to give myself a reason to say, you know what, I don't mind giving myself up to you because now I feel like we are doing something different.
Right.
Give me something. It's like a give and take type situation. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because who you think always want to go back to your fucking house and you ain't spending no money and all you want to do is give me some of your old rancid free pee-pee. Those Dollar General ass pee-pee. Like I said it in the damn car. A lot of y'all think that your pee-pee is good. I don't know who
because
the hell.
Because
somebody done set up here and lied to you.
And you know what? It might have been good to that person.
And it might have been good 20 years ago.
Or they may have never said anything.
Or 10 years ago. But maybe it ain't that good now.
Somebody hyped you up.
Maybe it's rancid and erectile defuncted.
You know, I hope not.
And full of worms and STDs.
Gosh. Oh,
and
STIs.
Just flaccid.
That's right, because there's a difference.
And
atrophy. There is a difference.
And you know, y'all, pee-pee shrink. when you get older. I'm just letting you know. Just like you get shorter, and that's what I'm talking about. And even when you get fat and have your little stomach hanging over, now it's even smaller. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all with your goddamn peepees. Like, get out your head. Because I explained to my girlfriends today, some of y'all don't have good pee-pee. Some of y'all head game is garbage. Garbage.
Oh,
how you can't...
Where we going with this?
Sir. If you in 2024 and your head
feel
game,
the same
and
about
your
us.
Head game garbage, go somewhere and drive.
It's so mean.
You
got to
have at least one of the three.
Right. Yeah, and you hold on. Can't kiss? How you can't kiss? What's wrong with your mouth, sir? So if you can't kiss, you can't give head, and your pee-pee garbage, go on, sit down somewhere. Go somewhere and hold somebody's hand.
Oh.
You better have a lot of money, because you're going to need a lot of trick money, baby.
In. That's where the intimacy comes in.
Yeah, they probably need intimacy.
Yeah, I need intimacy at the restaurant. I need intimacy.
Yoshi, it may be that some men feel like every woman's
vagina. It's not good. You're right. Because the same way I talked about y'all, it ain't as tight. A couple of 18 wheelers done ran through there.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't splash waterfalls like it did back in the day.
Or it never did.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean,
and it was just something to do.
She done got old. You can't put that leg over that ear no more.
And you was just
because you about
to
take a shit out of the socket,
and so
you can't. It's okay.
I always say it: effective communication.
That's them. That ain't me.
No.
That is not me.
Effective communication.
Lodine gonna have good coochie till she 110
Good, but where effective communication is the key.
So where did they end up? How did the letter end?
I think they wound up having a conversation.
Right. Okay.
And I think they're good for right now.
So I think this can be salvaged.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, it can. Because
he gonna have to change.
No, wait a minute. No.
No.
It's clearing up, having a conversation.
Yes.
You have to go back to where this all originated.
Right.
Because they are both feeling a certain type of way based on wordplay.
Right.
Because she said, is he a narcissist?
No,
he's not a narcissist.
Now, something could have triggered by the wording that she used from a past incident.
I think he's overly sensitive.
Yeah, he could be.
He is sensitive.
He's
but
a water sign.
But I really believe that if they have a conversation and say, this is what I meant, and have not a conversation in text. Mm-hmm. They need to go out and have it over dinner.
Well, he don't like to spend no goddamn money.
Well, he gonna have to change.
And that's my problem with him.
He's gonna have to change.
Because it sound like...
Because she already bought the first dinner.
Right. So sound like from earlier on, he don't really like to spend money like that.
He works a
cheapskate. I don't give a... But then he should ought to have some fucking money.
It's not that he don't have the money or don't want to spend the money.
Maybe he just feel like... Some things are frivolous, or I don't know.
He's gonna have to make a decision.
Cook,
is this woman worth my time? You know, and she's gonna have to say, is he worth my time?
Yeah. Right.
They need to have a conversation.
Maybe
they're just good off his
friends.
Nobody
don't
want to
just the last couple of times they've been meeting up. It's been at his house. That don't cost you nothing.
I don't want to. Right.
I want to spend some money
or cook a nice dinner at the house.
Yeah, you could cook me. But you still got to spend some money because now you got to buy groceries. If you going to cook me dinner at your house, you better have some groceries. You better have some candles on the table. I want some fucking roses. I need you to make that spread look like if we was down at Al's upstairs, goddammit.
Oh, I ain't been there. So, well, they closed
down. I know,
down.
But it's nice. Yeah. Right. But still, I need some ambiance. Nigga, you ain't finna buy me four for four. Or no goddamn Taco Supreme and think we finna fly and you gonna get some of this good ass? What?
Right.
Hell no.
I would honestly say, do a nice day date.
Right.
Do a nice day date. You're so used to doing things at night.
Yeah.
Change.
Well, I think that's what he was attempting to do.
With the
gun range. Yeah. I think that's what I think that's what I'm saying. It was just something
But still, we don't know if he was gonna pay when it was time to go to the gun range.
So because if he, so who offered him or her?
So well, that's think, what she
so
was saying.
I think
saying.
We need to reschedule why the you, date to the gun range.
Why you invited me over here, right. And when it's a change of plans, now you don't want to get anything to eat. That's what she was saying.
But it's still late.
And some of these gun ranges offer women's free, like. I know Palmetto.
Well, when I went to the gun range with my sugar, it was pretty pricey, and we took took his own gun.
Women have
but
certain
we had to
days
buy ammo, and we pay for admission.
Yeah,
so that was a nice little $100 that you know what I'm saying, and we didn't cheap, you know, but so much, but yeah, because you got to pay for the
mm-hmm. Now you can bring your own bullets if you have your bullets,
right? But
if not,
we bought
the
bullets
there.
Mm-hmm. We just took our guns, mm-hmm. and he paid for the what you call them, the poster.
Yeah. The
that you shoot at.
Yeah.
That thing. The bullseyes. But that and that's a nice date.
It
y'all
is.
Should try it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You ain't shooting
not
before.
Yet.
I tell your friend, take
not
your
yet.
Shooting.
I think you'll enjoy
my honey bunny.
Your honey bunny.
My honey bunny.
I said she. When she talk
now
about
that's something
like
we
that.
Haven't done
yes.
yet together.
Is so going, so you gonna go?
But
on
yeah, we
gun
both
day?
We just have to, we got to put our time together because yeah. he own. I'm a owner. I'm a gun owner. He's one as well. So,
but I totally get where she's coming from, wanting to do things different because I've had friends that I had. You know, they might have been my little freak off back in the day where I come through at the nighttime and. Gone home, washing the tailpots and gone home. But I get it. So those are the men who now, when they get that inbox action going on and then the text messages, I be like, you could take me out to lunch anytime, sugar. You could take me to go get a drink or you know, my birthday just passed. And they all, you need to stop by here. So I don't need to stop a goddamn well. You can meet me out in the pub. We don't meet at your house no more because I'm not laying with your satanic ass another day. No, you will not get no more of this good, no more ever again in life. But if you want to be my friend and you want to do something nice for me, just like what I post on with that picture, niggas love to be, send me a picture of your hair. I know you just got it done. Did you pay for this?
Right.
Look at it like everybody else mm-hmm. who didn't contribute, mm-hmm. motherfucker.
On
you
social
don't get,
media.
You don't get anything special for when sure. you don't sponsor my life. And right. not that I'm asking a nigga to sponsor it, but if you're going to take time out of my day and want conversation and want things that require my attention, God damn it, then you need to be sponsoring my life the same way. And he go, it's going to be a big, black, ugly nickel. Oh, she wanted some money. All she wanted a nigga to do is... Shut up. Because let me tell you what I do. When I go on dates with men that I like, I give them a gift to show them that I appreciate their time and their space. When I'm seeing a man, I go to his home and I cook. I told my friends today how I went to this man's house that I really like. Goddamn room and bathroom and shit, junky as fuck. I done went in the room, cleaned his whole room, cleaned his bathroom, made his space pretty, put some little organizer cabinets in there, everything. I did that because I liked him. I take care of my men the same way I expect them to take care of
right.
me. I put value and spend money on my men just like I ask them to do for me. So if you think I'm going to be giving you my time and my efforts and the, all the wonderful things that I do and you're going to just give me some old dick, keep it. I don't want that shit. Okay, I'm finished.
You done?
Okay.
I was trying. You know,
I let a vent.
That's why I say you're done. How do you feel?
I feel better.
Okay,
because
okay.
I need
wonderful.
These niggas
good.
To know.
Okay, yeah. I hope they know now.
They know.
Okay, back to the
okay,
them,
no. Yeah.
So for our anonymous letter sender, mm-hmm. what advice would you give her? Because, you know, at some point in the letter, she said she was wanting to contact one of us so we could walk her through what she was feeling and going through.
Make right. that motherfucker court you.
Yes.
You know what you want.
I agree with
so,
that.
So now is the time to be specific. The next yep. time y'all meet, I want you to have sit down and have a very intentional conversation.
Yep.
This is what I want. This is what I expect. Are you capable? Or do you even want
what
to
do you
want
to ask him that reason, part?
Are you capable?
Yeah.
Or should, yeah.
Well, but for some reason, I kind of think it was going that way. But like I said, it was lack of communication.
Yeah, it was too many unanswered questions.
Yeah, I think he was trying to court. And then when that incident occurred and mm-hmm. everything just fell off, and maybe he's not, you know, used
and is
to change.
He a slow mover? Does he move right. slow? Because if you a person that
if she a fox and he a turtle, it ain't
right,
gonna work.
I'm not gonna say it is not gonna work, because if you really like a person and right. you will kind of like
slow down and speed up at the time.
So I'm a
it
fox.
Just depends. Turtles irritate me. I'm a fox.
Well, see, but she's a Gemini and she knows how to adapt.
Oh, okay.
But and maybe right, he is not used. All right, you know what I'm saying? He's not used to change. That's what I'm saying. So
he's
it probably
constant.
Bothered him.
He's a constant. She's a variable.
Mm-hmm.
And variables know how to
adapt
to mm-hmm. their environment. A constant stays the same.
But is she going to be okay with that? That's what I'm saying.
That's the right. thing about it. She's going to have to.
And that's why I said, is he even capable?
And this is why.
Because it ain't no need to waste my time. If I know from the beginning, you're going to be one way and that's all you're going to be. And later on, I'm going to be expecting different. But I knew from the gate that you were that constant.
And maybe from him, he wants to know exactly. Once again, she's going to have to, like you said, mm-hmm. she's going to have to tell what she actually wants. And right. then he will adapt to what.
If he wants to.
Yeah.
If he really wants her.
If he really wants her.
Yes. It's about what people really want. Mm-hmm. And you never want to take somebody outside. I'm going to say this and I'm going to let Vaughn talk. I don't like how we are 40s and 50s and we feel like at this point we can change somebody. This is a done deal. This motherfucker gonna be what he gonna be.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if he's gonna be a constant, then maybe he needs to be with a constant because they can understand each other better. And a variable needs to be with a variable because those are the people who have the capacity to maneuver around each other and make the change.
I somewhat agree with you, but then I think sometimes people need other people.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, opposites attract, and then you need somebody that whatever your challenge is, mm-hmm. that person has that strength.
Let me
and
tell you,
you can
something.
Balance out.
An opposite may have attracted in the beginning, but midway into the end, that shit get to irking your goddamn nerves.
But this is why I'm saying the strength and the challenge. If you mm-hmm. have a challenge mm-hmm. and that person is more dominant in mm-hmm. that, it can balance out.
Okay.
It can balance out. Because everybody's not going to come
hear that
ready
fox
made.
Over there.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Everybody's not going to come ready made. And this is what the person, nobody is like that. I don't
she's
care
a,
how good
she's
you
a panther.
Are and whatever you're doing. Nobody's like that. You're going to have somebody that needs for you to balance out.
And that's you don't have to be ready made, Sue, yeah. but you have to be willing
you
to
have,
want
that's
to
what
step
I'm saying.
Outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
There's when you see the challenge and that person has that strength, then that's when you are there to not, I guess, change. It's just a guide. Mm-hmm. It's a guide. You know, this person's good at this. Well, if that person's good at this and you're good at that, then how can we communicate?
Right.
Use the word and work together and say, you know, so we can make this work.
But are you willing?
Are you willing?
I have dealt with so many people who say they're willing to do something and then midway, they like, yeah,
it.
Nah.
Uh-uh. At least they tried.
Yep.
No, they said what they needed to say to get you in there, and then they flipped the script.
Okay, so that's how you
so
see
it was
it.
Never no mm-hmm. effort.
Yeah, that's yeah from your point of view.
From my point of view, yep.
And that person may feel like they tried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And yep. they saw that you know what I can't. Do
I'm
this.
Not enough for well, what she needs.
Yeah, well, that's where we go back to that conversation of quart size love versus pint size love.
Yes.
So if you're a pint person, you're never going to be enough to fill that quart. Mm-hmm. If you're a quart person, you're always going to be overwhelming to that pint mm-hmm. sized person. So we got to fall in between. We got to meet each other halfway.
If you want it to work,
you're going to have to make your container bigger, and they're going to have to minimize some of their container in order for this shit to work.
But if you recognize that it's not going to work after
leave
so many
them
please
goddamn
cut
people
the losses,
alone
y'all.
And let them go head on, I mean, and find a person.
Cut, yeah.
And you'll know. You will know. Don't hang on.
Hold people hostage.
And right, when you know that your intentions are not where it needs to be.
Yes.
Don't torture yourself that way.
And I'm going to go to a quote that I put on my page the other night. And baby, let me tell you something. I felt that shit because I'm real. I know I'm a whole motherfucker Scorpio. Don't you get tired of me saying that? I'm a whole Scorpio, but I know my lane. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know I ain't for everybody.
Right.
Because I'm a lotta. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because the nigga right. who like a lotta, he going to love a lot of me.
That's right.
So what I put on my page the other day was a post that said, if cutting me off helps you out in any way, I totally support that.
Mm-hmm.
My comment to that was wholeheartedly, I would never want the reason to someone's living, not living their best life.
Be because of me.
Yep.
Stop holding people hostage and torturing them mm-hmm. with your delusions and manipulations of right. love.
Right. That's true.
Because the way you see love ain't the way everybody mm-hmm. else sees love. And if you know yep. that, let them people go.
Yep.
Fantasia got a song. Say yep. free yourself.
Free mm-hmm. yourself.
God.
Don't want me? Just don't talk.
Me.
Go ahead.
And free yourself. Damn it.
But I wanted to share what the anonymous writer said mm-hmm. at the end.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I look forward to hopefully hearing my letter on your podcast and all of your thoughts and feelings. May God continue to bless you all abundantly as you continue on your path of righteousness. You are doing something magnificent and phenomenal for all of the world to hear. From your words of encouragement to your affirmations, even to the nitty gritty of the reality of this journey we call life. Please don't ever stop podcasting. We need you. We need you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love.
You know, that is so heartfelt.
Right. And that gave me like a sense of renewed spirit mm-hmm. about this because you always, and you know, we've been preaching to this, this to you all for years now about, you know, we're wrapping up the end of the quarter and the end of the year. And you think about what do you want to do next? But this gave me a sense of renewed spirit in regards to podcasting and this show. So
yes.
Thank you for that. You really helped me out today.
Yes. You just never know.
Never
who
know.
Is yep. listening and who's watching.
Yep, that's why you be kind
never know.
Always. Always
and
be kind.
I really was in tears. Tears of joy. I'm about to be tearful now. I don't know why I'm so sensitive sometimes. But I feel you. Renewed sense of joy.
Mm-hmm.
When she reached out to me to let me know what she was going through. And the fact that she said she was so happy that she was able to now listen to our podcast while working because there was a point in time that she could
mm-hmm.
not listen to us. So she went a very long time without listening. And she said, I'm all caught up.
Mm-hmm.
I am all caught up and thankful that my job is allowing us to listen to our earbuds while working. And she said, I miss y'all. Y'all are like my only friends. Y'all are like my best friends that I can talk to and feel no judgment.
Yes.
Oh my God. That girl had That's me in there just in my house. I felt like
she
I
really
was
made my day.
Had the
yeah.
Holy Ghost that night.
I said because that.
That's how you should be.
I messaged her back. I was like, thank you so much. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we feel like, you know, I know we have listeners, but sometimes it feels like when we don't get the responses or the letters
right.
that
right.
Are we really even
what
being effective with
yeah.
our podcast?
Right.
But just to know those are the, when we get the calls and the texts and the emails from you, listener, and Kels, our brother,
mm-hmm.
and Shanta and
mm-hmm.
Tanya will
yes.
reach out to
mm-hmm.
me. Like, that just solidifies to me. Cece, that just solidifies to me if I got one. If
yep.
I got one.
It takes you back to that.
That's
if,
what the preacher's saying.
If I only
yeah,
reach
one.
That's
right. I know I've done my job.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what the minister say. Will there be one? It just takes one.
Thank you.
For the heavens to rejoice that's right. A soul was saved.
Yes. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus. Woo, let them wipe my eyes.
Oh, goodness.
Lord, we thank you.
How can they find us?
Okay. They can find us on all podcast platforms. You can find us on our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com. You can always check us out on our social media platforms. It's the same thing as The Very Necessary Podcast. And send us an also very necessary letter. Do that. Because you know what? We'll talk about it, and we won't reveal who you are unless you want us to. But, you know, send us a letter and let us know what things are going on in your life, especially if we've already discussed it on the show and you want to chime in and add your extra. Please send us an also very necessary letter to theverynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. And the very is spelled V-A-R-Y. Susie?
Early voting ends the end of this week for various states here in the world. You all, please. I think it's too late for absentee ballots. Please, y'all, please exercise your right to vote. I cannot express that enough. Please, you all, please look at the ballot. Look what your local issues or challenges the taxes and everything. Referendums. Referendums are. Thank you, Yoshi. Y'all, it is so important that you exercise your right to vote, and please vote the right person in. Okay?
They died for your right to vote.
No vote goes to the other person.
Yes, please. And please, 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 please vote. That's all I gotta say.
Amen.
We out.
We out.
I voted.